Right, Dave, experimental time. Tell us about this week's kitchen science.
Kitchen science this week, it's quite simple. Basically, what you want to do is get an old biro. I've got a fairly standard biro. Basically, we're trying to make a you want to make a tube about the size of a biro. If you've got one which is a tube already, that's wonderful. I had to take my biro, take the innards out of it, and then saw the two ends off it.
You've got a sawn-off biro.
Sounds like
something you rob a bank with.
We'll get on to that in a minute. Okay, and then what also tends to help a bit is if you can make the holes in each end slightly conical. So I just put a pair of nail scissors in there and kind of spun them around and made the hole slightly conical. Then what I'm going to do later is jam each end of this tube into a potato about a centimetre in, turn it around, jam the other one in about a centimetre in. And I've got a rod which just fits inside the tube. And I'm going to push one of these lumps of potato, which is jammed in, down the tube, point it somewhere, and what's going to happen to the other one?
So, I was going to say, should you look into the end of the tube as you
point it somewhere where nothing else, where nothing at all dangerous.
Does that give you any hints?
So what do you think will happen with Dave's experiment? Have a go or speculate. Or if you'd like to send in your thoughts, questions and feedback for us here at The Naked Scientist, you can Twitter at us if you like. Our Twitter name is Naked Scientist. Our email address, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.